Shalom, everybody. Our parsha begins with the rebellion of Korach against Moshe and against Aaron and ultimately against Hashem himself. And in the very first pasuk in our parsha in Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Aleph, Korach is introduced as Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kehas ben Levi. The Torah traces Korach's lineage three generations all the way back to Levi, the son of Yaakov Avinu. But the question is, why doesn't the Torah go back one more generation, back to Yaakov? Once the Torah is going back three generations, why not go back one more generation to Yaakov Avinu? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question and quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, which says the following. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu davened that his name be omitted, Shelo Yazkir Shmo Al Machlakosan, so that Yaakov's name not be associated with Korach's rebellion. That's Rashi, and that's the Medrash. However, we have to ask a question on this Rashi and on this Medrash. We all know that Yaakov Avinu was the father of Levi. So even if the Torah doesn't mention Yaakov's name here, what good does Yaakov's davening accomplish? He's already associated with Korach, whether his name is mentioned here or not. This question is asked by a number of Mefarshim. One beautiful explanation is offered by the Shemen HaTov, written by Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. Rav Weinberger says the following in the first volume of the Shemen HaTov on our Parsha. From the day Yaakov was born, even before Yaakov was born, Yaakov Avinu was involved in disputes. He fought with Esav in the womb, and he fought with Esav after they were born. And there's all the stories with Yaakov and Lavan, and with Yaakov's daughter Dina, and of course all of the stories with Yosef and the brothers, and on, so much tension, unfortunately, so many disputes, so many disagreements. But with all of these disputes, it was very clear who was good and who was evil, who was right and who was wrong. So someone who sees the rebellion of Korach might link Korach with Yaakov and will say incorrectly, Korach is a descendant of Yaakov. And just like Yaakov fought with a lot of people, but he was always in the right, he was always on the good side, so to speak, so Korach too must be in the right. He must be on the side of good. And to counter that erroneous assumption, Yaakov Davin Shalo Yazkir Shmo Al Machlakosan, don't group my name, my fights, my quests for good and just with your corrupt and selfish rebellion. Of course we know that Korach is a descendant of Yaakov, but no one should think for a minute that Korach's rebellion is related in any way to Yaakov and his proper and just disputes against the Esavs and the Lavans of the world. That is the Shemen HaTov. Another beautiful explanation as to why Yaakov Avinu did not want his name associated with Korach, even though everyone already knows that they are closely related, is offered by Rav Ruvain Elitzur Karlenstein, who died in 2013. Rav Karlenstein was a well-known Rav and author and Darshan. He was a Talmud of Rav Shalom Shwadran, and he says the following idea in his Sefer on the Chumash, Yechi Ruvain. And he says this in the name of Rav Yosef Pimer, who died in 1864. Rav Yosef Pimer was also known as Rav Yussel of Slutsk. Slutsk is a city in Belarus, about 100 kilometers, about 65 miles south of Belarus. Rav Yussel of Slutsk says that Yosef did not want to be associated with Korach in order to help Korach. In other words, of course Korach was a Russia, and of course Korach must be punished. But Yaakov was afraid that because Korach was a great-great-grandson of Yaakov, Korach would be judged more harshly. You're the great-great-grandson of Yaakov Avinu, and this is how you act? This is your rebellion? Someone with your family, with your background, with the resources and the family that you have, someone like you should have known better. You should have learned from your family what it means to be a leader. You had every opportunity to learn and to know that Hashem chooses his leaders, and our role is to follow, etc., etc. Rav Yussel of Slutsk says that Yaakov Avinu, in his incredible righteousness and in his incredible concern for all of Klal Yisrael, was afraid that Korach would be punished more severely because of the opportunities that he had and because of the opportunities that he squandered. And therefore davened, Yaakov davened, that his name not be associated with Korach's rebellion. Please, Hashem, judge him on his own merit and don't look at him like he is my descendant. Have an amazing day, everyone.